This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Don Heck, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-O-N-N. Last name is H-E-C-K, H-E-C-K. On June 25th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. I reviewed records from several facilities, including ATI, comma, Athletico, comma, chiropractic records, comma, Eskenazi records, comma, Forte Sports, comma, Goodman Campbell, comma, IU Physicians, comma, Franciscan Health Network, comma, and St. Vincent's, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 73-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 218 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 2nd, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. The patient was rear-ended at a stoplight by a semi-truck, period. The vehicle had significant damage, but it was drivable, period. The rear hatch door would not open, period. The patient was in a mini SUV, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had worse pain the next morning, which included the neck, comma, low back, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, radiating pain down both legs, comma, radiating pain from the waist to the knees, comma, and pain down from his neck, down both arms with numbness, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still experiencing problems in his low back, comma, neck, comma, and bilateral shoulders, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. The pain radiates down both arms, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the hands and fingers. Both arms are equal, period. He does have numbness and tingling, period. The pain was 75% worse after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The bilateral shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He did have prior torn rotator cuffs in 1998, period. This automobile accident of 2021 has re-aggravated both shoulders, period. The patient never had surgery in the past to either shoulder, period. Both shoulders have equal pain, period. The shoulders are 80% worse after this automobile accident, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the fingers bilaterally, period. The patient had minimal pain in the shoulders until this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is throbbing, stabbing, and burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the knees, period. The patient states without a back brace, he is unable to walk, period. He presently uses a cane to walk, period. The pain is 90% worse after this automobile accident, period. He states he was relatively pain-free until this automobile accident, period. His sciatic pain became 90% worse after this automobile accident of 2021, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day he was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's on 86th Street, period. He was treated and released after a CT or MRI, period. He was soon followed up with his family doctor, Dr. Means, M-E-A-N-S, of Arlington Clinic. He was seen several times, given pain medicine, and then seen at physical therapy several times, period. He was seen by a chiropractor several times and also seen by an orthopedic specialist, period. He states he had several CAT scans / MRIs, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, bending, comma, sports such as tennis, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, prolonged sitting, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include hydrocodone, comma, muscle relaxer medicine, comma, a cholesterol medicine, comma, lisinopril, comma, gout medicine, comma, gabapentin, comma, allopurinol, comma, cholesterol medicine, comma, and metformin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, comma, hydrocodone, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. He was on a lower dose of hydrocodone before this automobile accident, period. This hydrocodone was started from arthritis of the pain of the automobile accident of 1998, period. He is presently doing stretching exercises and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, gout, comma, arthritis, and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals 1966 was involved in a motorcycle accident where he injured his entire neck and he fractured his left femur, requiring surgery on the femur, period. He states the back completely healed 1 to 2 years after the motorcycle accident without permanency, period. In 1998, he was involved in another automobile accident where he was rear-ended, injuring his entire back, and it tore both rotator cuffs, period. He had residual pain in both shoulders, including his neck and low back, period. The patient's residual neck pain was intermittent up until the automobile accident of August of 2021, period. The patient's low back was aggravated by an automobile accident of 1998, period. Prior to that, he only had other minor automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a rod inserted in his femur in 1966 from the previously discussed motorcycle accident, period. In 1986, the rod was removed, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of customer service. He missed 1 to 2 days of work, period. He has not worked since the September 2021 automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Emergency room record, August 3rd, 2021, states 71-year-old male patient with chief complaint of neck pain in extreme paresthesias, period. Yesterday evening, he was involved in an MVA where he was rear-ended by a semi, period. He did have immediate onset of some neck discomfort and followed soon by some pins and needles, paresthesias in all four limbs, period. The abnormalities were noted on physical examination. Emergency diagnosis was paresthesias and acute strain of the neck muscles, period. They prescribed oxycodone. They did a CT of the cervical spine, showed straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, period. Marked degenerative narrowing of inner spaces with anterior osteophytes, period. Fusion at the left C2-3 facets, period. MRI of the cervical spine showed, one, no spinal cord contusion, two, multilevel neuroforaminal stenosis, period. St. Vincent's records, July 26, 2022, MRI of the lumbar spine, one, moderate central spinal stenosis at L3-4, and two, mild to moderate left neuroforaminal stenosis at L4-5. Another St. Vincent's records, prior to the automobile accident, a CT of the cervical spine, June 21st, 2021, showed straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, period, mild to moderate degenerative and hypertrophic changes in the cervical facets, period. Goodman Campbell note, August 31st, 2021, involved in a motor vehicle accident on August 2nd, period. He has had increased neck pain with upper extremity radicular symptoms, period. He has also been experiencing increased back pain with left L5 radiculopathy, period. He had a left-sided limp on exam. Assessment is foraminal stenosis of the cervical region, period. We discussed the cervical MRI results, period. At this time, he has no objective signs of myelopathy, period. We discussed the possible epidural steroid injection, period. We also discussed possible physical therapy, period. Chart notes from chiropractor, March 8th, 2024, complaining of constant sharp discomfort in the buttocks, period. Severe auto collision in early 80s. His pain began after that. Assessment was segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar spine, comma, lumbago with sciatica, right side, comma, lumbago with sciatica, left side, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of thoracic region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical region, comma, radiculopathy cervical region, comma, radiculopathy cervical thoracic region, period. Eskenazi health records, orthopedics, January 26, 2022. He walks with an antalgic gait with a cane, period. Was in an MVC versus semi in August 2021, and since then has had bilateral hip pain, comma, low back, comma, and increased left thigh pain at the site of his previous fracture, period. He has also been evaluated by neurosurgery, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing all his medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 2nd, 2021 were all reasonable, comma, medically necessary, comma, and appropriate, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait requiring a cane for assistance, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 20-centimeter scar of the left lateral upper leg due to old unrelated surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive flight and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension by 10 degrees, comma, side bending by 16 degrees on the left, comma, 18 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength noted, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed flexion diminished by 16 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Paravertebral muscle spasm was also noted, period. Tenderness and heat was noted, period. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion diminished by 30 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 36 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 10 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 40 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 36 degrees, comma. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. Flexion diminished by 16 degrees, comma. Extension was normal, comma. Adduction, ADD, diminished by 6 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, diminished by 36 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 24 degrees, comma. In external rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 64 degrees right and 70 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, and paresthesias, period. Number two, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, and paresthesias, period. Number four, aggravation of prior neck, comma, low back, comma, and bilateral torn rotator cuffs bilaterally, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of August 2nd, 2021, period. New paragraph. In terms of an impairment rating, the patient does have an aggravation of his prior problems in all of the above three areas, including the cervical, bilateral shoulder, and lumbar regions, period. By permanent impairment, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all these areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient did have pre-existing pain and difficulties in all these areas prior to this automobile accident, but it was aggravated and made worse by the auto accident of 2021, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the cervical, lumbar, and bilateral shoulder areas as he continues to age, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. The patient was told that he needs ongoing treatment as flare-ups occur to all three areas, period. Additional physical therapy expense would be approximately $2,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medication will cost approximately $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the cervical, lumbar, and shoulder regions would cost approximately $1,500 period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years period. He is presently using a cane, and that cost would be $150, need to be replaced every 2 years period. A change unit would cost $500 period. As a patient ages, he may need some surgical intervention period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.